Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Boyle, author of the U.S. Biological Weapons Law, will be joining us next segment, dealing with the fact that DARPA, we'll tell you who those folks are if you don't know, the Advanced Research Laboratories, that's kind of the real shadow government of it all, the mad scientists, is in control of one of the major vaccines. In fact, guys, I had those articles yesterday. Will you reprint those for me? I have them here in my stack. I just can't find it. So that's coming up next segment. This is a corporate takeover, a global government corporate rape, where they're just launching untested illegal vaccines, waiving the laws, waiving the trials, then trying to cover up all the adverse reactions that are pouring out, calling for my arrest in the news because I'm scaring people and I'm going to cause a public health emergency. A public health emergency is them locking everything down and causing mass starvation and not telling people about vitamin D, vitamin C, other things. The emergency is them covering up the release from Wuhan and where it came from, and Melinda Gates coming out and saying, oh, she didn't realize the economic crisis it would cause. I mean, this is crazy. And you see the motive as the big tech companies all have the biggest profit increases of their history. Several of them have had double their profits, but guess who made more in profit than Amazon? Black Lives Matter raised $10.6 billion since May. And when you hear Black Lives Matter, that means Soros. That means the Democratic Party. Taking groups inside the nation and the world and saying, if you're brown and you're in Europe or you're in the U.S., you're owed something, white people are bad. This will break society for good. It's why you have to repudiate it. And these big corporations are just as nasty as they come. They want to have a universal guaranteed income. They want everybody on the dole so they can make you take vaccines. So when they tell you, black folks, we care about you, we want to get you on a universal income, we want you to have the vaccine, it's because they're coming for you just like Tuskegee. But let me tell you, we've had scientists on. We've read the reports here on air. This attacks everybody as well. In fact, when you guys go back into Monday or Tuesday stack, I had that Wolfgang Wudarg and also the other scientist, the former chief scientist at Pfizer. He co-authored it, the emergency report. That's got all the areas highlighted about the Pfizer vaccine and how they admit it could cause an autoimmune response or shut your immune system off or eat your placenta when you're forming it or just do. I mean, it's all right there. This is not even hidden. And then you've seen all the adverse reactions. It's totally insane. And now Mexico's president's come out and slammed what's going on. So we'll discuss it all with Dr. Boyle on the other side and how Media Matters is attacking him as well as myself. But it seems like they're losing the war to suppress where this is really going. I mean, how are they going to cover up all the people that get autoimmune compromised? How are they going to cover up people that have cytokine storms and have convulsions? Some fall down and hit their head and die. I mean, they've got, I've got articles out of California, out of Michigan, out of Alaska, where nurses that are being given because they're frontline are collapsing and having convulsions and having to be put in the hospital. I mean, here's another example. Why last week did the British government say, whoa, 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 if you have an allergy to anything, peanuts, penicillin, bumblebees, bees, wasps, you know, just a whole list of things, do not take the COVID vaccines. Because they had a lot of people getting sick in the hospital. And now they say, you got to give the shot in a hospital with defibrillators. So you can't have just the nurse or just the pharmacist at Walgreens or CVS or whatever they got, you know, there in the UK, similar stores, some of the drugstores there. It looks just like Walgreens. You can't take that in there. You got to go to a hospital or a clinic because they got to be able to resuscitate your ass. You know, that means restart your heart, restart your lungs. Back in 60 seconds with Dr. Francis Boyle. Stay with us.
The year 2021 is almost here. And so we're launching our New Year's specials right now. We've got two different big sales. We've got Supermel Vitality, Turbo Force, and Ultra 12, part of the New Year's Resolution Energize Pack, 40% off. And we've got Bodies, VasoBeats, and Knockout, part of the New Year's Resolution Revitalize Pack, at 40% off. But if you get both of these packs together, they are 60% off with free shipping and double Patriot points. The best deal ever. I want to thank you all for your support and encourage you to go to InfoWarsStore.com today and take advantage of this. And you can't lose because it funds the InfoWar. Again, get the great products at InfoWarsStore.com and fund the second American Revolution worldwide at a time that is more critical than ever. Again, the year 2021 is here, and I am committed to you to fight against the globalists harder than ever. So thank you so much for keeping InfoWars in the fight. Without your support, we couldn't do any of it.
Thank you so much for joining us on this live Thursday, December 17th, worldwide broadcast. Dr. Francis A. Boyle is the author of the U.S. Biological Weapons Law, also a major advisor on the U.N. World Weapons Treaty. And we're routinely in contact with him, and he was very upset about articles that came out in the last few days showing DARPA's relationship with some of the main vaccines that are now being approved and rolled out on the public. So we're really not pleased to have him on. We wish this wasn't unfolding. We wish this wasn't happening. We're going to talk about why that's so important. Go back to the big developments. They suspended the 50 million vaccines that were being deployed there in Australia because people were coming up as positive for HIV. They said, oh, well, there's part of the HIV virus in there. Just don't worry about it. We told you that 10 months ago. Dr. Boyle warned of it then. So now they're really trying to cover up this thing. It's almost like an exercise in too evil to fail. Roll this out. People get sick. You get vaccine immunity, not from the disease, but the vaccine makers get immunity. This just seems like a very self-destructive rampage by big tech and big pharma together. All the censorship that we see, Dr. Boyle, taking place. I mean, this is just a mess. This is a disaster. What's really going on here?
Well, Alex, obviously we've been talking about this since February, and just to narrow it down, I think the most important thing we can do now is to stop the vaccines. It's going to kill people. You saw now there have been three casualties over in Britain. Apparently it hasn't killed them. But even the New York Times had today, what happened to this healthcare worker in Alaska? This Pfizer vaccine would have killed her if not for the fact that they could put her into an ICU unit, intensive care unit. So it's very clear the Pfizer BioNTech vaccine funded by Bill Gates is going to kill people. Yesterday, well, I got the information, as you know, today, the FDA is going to be approving the new Moderna vaccine. The Moderna vaccine is based on the exact same biotechnology that the Pfizer vaccine is based upon. And now I've been able to determine definitively that it was the Pentagon that set up and financed and funded the Moderna vaccine. And in particular, that was the DARPA, Defense Advanced Research Program. And they are the spearhead of the U.S. offensive war program across the board, not just biological weapons, chemical weapons, nuclear weapons, and every other weapon you can take. Now, let's go through, this is Moderna's own press release. And remember, The Pfizer vaccine that's being distributed now involves the exact same technology, okay? So it says RNA therapeutics. We've discussed this before. Messenger RNA is the basis of this. It's like putting a bomb into your body, and it will genetically rearrange the decomposition of your body, and you've already had people on there talking about what's going to happen and the side effects. But let me go through this press release and interpret it to you. I apologize. I have it here on another computer, so I will have to...
Yeah, that's fine. Please, go, continue.
Right. Messenger RNA tapped directly into the body's natural processes. That's right. That's exactly what they're doing with this Pfizer and Moderna vaccine. Let me continue here. All right, da-da-da-da-da. Here is the kicker at the end. DARPA program called Adept Protect developed platform technologies. That's what these two vaccines by Pfizer and Moderna are all about. Can be deployed safely and rapidly to provide the U.S. population. Notice they are going after all of us, the U.S. population, that's what it says, against, quote, emerging infectious diseases, unquote. Right. They are emerging out of U.S. biological warfare laboratories such as BSL-4s and BSL-3s, including the Wuhan BSL-4 that worked with the UNC BSL-3. We've already discussed it before. So when they talk about emerging infectious diseases, they're the ones doing the emergings. And so then they say, and Alex, you have to understand, when it comes to biological warfare weapons development, first you develop the biological warfare weapon itself. And that is done at these BSL-3s, BSL-4s, like University of North Carolina and the Wuhan BSL-4. But then there is the problem of blowback, which they also provide for. So then to deal with the blowback, they then go out and try to develop so-called vaccines to that they think will counteract the blowback. So notice that this is part of offensive, defensive, dual-use biowarfare weapons development.
And by the protection. Way, Dr. Boyle, let's just go back for a moment and explain why this is so important. You were on here 10, 11 months ago laying all this out, predicting it, showing the evidence. They went there. They created it. They moved it from Chapel Hill, Obama and Fauci. We found all these patents for a similar COVID-19 bat hybrid with gain of function, HIV. We laid all this out. You said, looks like it leaked. But they were already ready. They used this for a power grab. China's using this to shut us down. To me, more and more, the whole thing was completely premeditated. And then Klaus Schwab is saying they're using this to bring in a corporate world government and a medical dictatorship. And as you said, you've got the Pentagon admitting that they've been developing these emergency and emerging diseases so they would, quote, have treatments for the crisis they created. I mean, this just looks like open and shut beyond Nazi Nuremberg war crimes here right now.
Well, as we discussed before, this is a Nazi mentality at work. There's no question about it. But let me just continue analyzing this press release by Moderna. So it says against emerging infectious diseases. Yeah, those emerge out of BSL-3s and BSL-4s like the Wuhan BSL-4 and Fort Detrick BSL-4 and down there near where you are, the Galveston BSL-4. Which, by the way, the Chinese bat queen from Wuhan was over there down in Galveston. And sure. Galveston's involved in the research, development, testing, stockpile of every hideous biological warfare weapon you can possibly imagine. So then it says against emerging infectious diseases and engineered biological weapons. Right. That is because these BSL-3s and the BSL-4s are engineering it. That's exactly right. They know exactly what they're doing. DARPA is funding this. At quote, even in cases when the pathogen or infectious agent is unknown, unquote. That's right. It's unknown because they are still in the process of research, developing, and testing. We know that, I think it's CDC or NIH, they have sent their scientists all over the world to look for any type of bacteria, fungus, virus, toxin that can be used to research, develop, test biological.
That's right. They're bringing all the worst bioweapons that naturally occur in labs back and then cooking them up. And when they escape, they take over our society as the saviors and then inject us with rapid reaction mRNA systems that take over our body's entire genetics. A corporate global government takeover. Stay with us.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. Armed Forces he commands to help defend the office of the President, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Great reset and the lockdowns, and now all these adverse reactions from the vaccines. They're not vaccines. They're this takeover of your very genetic code. But this wasn't premeditated. And we know they were developing these mRNA vaccines. We know the DARPA was secretly funding them. Now there's Justice Department investigations into them not disclosing that to the Securities and Exchange Commission and others. Because this is a big governmental insider deal going back to Obama, going back to Fauci. Trump obviously learned about it later, went along with it. I think that's a big black mark on President Trump. But Dr. Boyle, author of the U.S. Biological Weapons Law, this is just deja vu of everything you said 10 months ago, now proven. But explain to people why this is such a bombshell. I mean, this just says premeditation, doesn't it?
Right. Alex, I did want to add one thing here. You showed in your ad there the suffering of U.S. armed forces. And that's correct. I've worked against the Gulf War syndrome as well. You see right here in this press release that Moderna DARPA have admitted this is a biological warfare weapon vaccine. And we have a history here. We have track experience of what happened. I told you before, I helped defend Captain Dr. Yolanda Hewitt Vaughn, who likewise refused to give experimental anti-biowarfare vaccines for anthrax and botulin in violation of the Nuremberg Code on Medical Experimentation. Now, at the end of all that, it produced these vaccines, the Gulf War syndrome, and of 500,000 U.S. Troops were inoculated, it killed about 11,000. And it disabled about 100,000 out of 500,000. And let me say, I haven't looked at those numbers in a while because I haven't, you know, really done work legally with GWS. I have given some veterans some pro bono advice on that. This is the one track record we have with an anti-biowarfare vaccine poisoned our troops. Well, here, if you see from the press release, they're going to inflict an anti-biowarfare vaccine on the entire United States population. So, again, we will see, I think, casualty figures that you can extrapolate from our troops that were victims of the Gulf War Central. 500,000 inoculated, 11,000 dead, 100,000 disabled. So extrapolate that to the entire American population of 330 million people, likewise being injected with experimental biological warfare vaccines in violation of the Nuremberg Code on Medical Experimentation. And, of course, they're going to inflict these. They're going to order our troops to take these as well. And this will be the Gulf War syndrome on steroids for the entire American people if we let them get away with it, this Pfizer vaccine and also the Moderna vaccine. And again, as I said before, FDA was involved in developing COVID-19 right there at the UNC BSL-3. It's all there in the article, along with...
So they're all colluding, they're all involved, and you have been exposing this for decades. They admit tens of thousands died from the vaccines. Tens of thousands got sick and died from the Spanish flu or swine flu thing in the 76. Why are they doing something so reckless and so crazy? To test and see if they can cover up the aftermath or just normalize killing us? I mean, what the hell's going on here?
Well, you know, Alex, I told you I went through that exact same PhD program at Harvard that produced Kissinger before me. And to get a PhD like that from Harvard, you have to know all about the origins of World War II and the Nazis. And again, I am not exaggerating here to say this is a Nazi mentality at work. And I guess your viewing audience, they are bright, very bright, intelligent people. I hear from them all the time. I try to, they're very polite to me. I try to respond to them as best I can. They're going to have to draw their own conclusions here. But yes, and remember, Kissinger was in that exact same program before me at Harvard. Harvard is involved in the Wuhan BSL-4 helping develop COVID-19. And you have that national security directive that Kissinger did for Nixon, saying population reduction and control are a national security objective of the United States. I've never heard that it's been revoked. So
let me expand on that. Obama's White House science czar, John P. Holdren, wrote the book Ecoscience the same year that memorandum was published, 74, the year I was born, 46, 47 years ago, and called for it. What do you make of Soros and Media Matters attacking you and I and saying that we're liars, that 80% of people with one of the vaccine tests got sick? Bill Gates admitted that, and saying that you're lying, that this is a bioweapon vaccine. I mean, they now admit that from the press release.
Right. The press release makes it very clear. It was funded by DARPA as a biowarfare vaccine. Right. What can I say? Alex, I guess this just means that you and I are partners in crime against the globalonists, and I teach against globalonism in my course on international human rights. I train my law students against it. And
Explain what globalonism is. Is there baloney of the globalist?
Right. Stieglitz, who wrote Globalization and its Discontents, admitted, yes, I was there with Larry Summers and Bob Rubin and me to develop globalization. And also, yeah, with Bob Rubin for Wall Street and the banks and Bill Clinton.
That's right. I've actually read his book, and I've gotten Joseph Stiglitz on a couple times, Nobel Prize winner. Let's do a half of another segment, and I know you've got to go, and I've got a bunch of news about globalism, the big picture, and being one of the few people who was ever inside that but wasn't part of it, what we can do to say no to this. And, of course, you've written quite a few books. What do you think the most important book is for people that want to find your books and read them?
Well, as a practical matter, to resist these vaccines, which I think the agenda here is quite clear. They want to inflict Nazi vaccines here on the entire American population, quote, to provide the U.S. Population, unquote. So that's the agenda. I have written a book called Protesting Power, War, Resistance, and Law by Roman and Littlefield, Inc., 2008.
All right, stay there. Let's talk about big picture. Big picture when we come back with Dr. Boyle. Stay with us.
TheResistance.video. 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 Infowars.com. NewsWars.com. Band.video. And hundreds of other URLs we've launched have been banned. That's why every month we launch a new URL before they ban it. But Soros and Bill Gates and the globalists are on our tail. But the new website is TheResistance.video. TheResistance.video. They're trying to block us because the truth is powerful and can defeat them. So the new URL that links right to Band.video and all of our videos and all of our documentaries and all the special reports and all the suppressed information is at TheResistance.video. Share the link. TheResistance.video. TheResistance.video.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central. I'm here live ahead of the war with Owen Schroyer. Dr. Francis Boyle is our guest for another segment. Then I'm going to cover a bunch of other political breaking news with the campaign, with the election, with the economy, and with globalism. And then we are joined by Cassandra Fairbanks, the Gateway Pundit, who is very close friends and really one of the main confidants of Julian Assange. He travels the U.K. routinely. He gets persecuted to be able to visit with him. Trump really needs to pardon Assange, or that's, you know, for me, just another reason that he didn't understand the bigger picture and got destroyed by the globalists. But that's coming up. But if you're a long-time listener, you get what's going on. But a lot of new people they hear this, they choose, oh, that's just them being fair mongers. Dr. Boyle wrote the U.S. biological weapons law, that's our current law. He's prosecuted war criminals at The Hague. He's a very famous lawyer, the highest level. He went to the special PhD at Harvard that only one person a year goes through. He's in books on world government, the New World Order, and how they developed the plan at Harvard, the current plan off Cecil Rhodes' previous plan. So he's just going ahead and telling you this stuff. This is not just somebody that read it in a book. He was there. Now, my dad was not at Harvard like he was. He was playing too at University of Texas, already going to college when he was 15. And once he was 18, at the research laboratory, he's more on the scientific end. They called them in, him and five others, and told him a lot of the same stuff about world government and, you know, the scientific elite has a right to do this. And Hitler was wrong because his eugenics only targeted certain groups. We're going to go after everybody. So I think that's where Dr. Boyle was going with just why this is so existential. Explain what existential means.
Well, that's before we get to that, let me just say that in response to your previous question, your listeners, I'm not trying to make money here, might want to get my book, Protesting Power, War, Resistance, and Law, okay? And it is basically a manual written for lawyers, but I write in plain English, so I had ordinary people in mind, anyone you know, with a high school education can read that book and see how to resist these Nazi Frankenshots being used against you. And all you, it's a general strategy thing, but all you have to do in my analysis then is plug in the Nuremberg Code on medical experimentation. It's right there. Yeah. And that we plugged in with my defense of Captain Dr. Yolanda Hewitt Vaughn, who refused to give the biowarfare vaccines that produced the Gulf War syndrome. And Hewitt Vaughn, you know, was a real prophet and a hero. She was convicted in a kangaroo court proceeding, and I was able to get her out of Leavenworth in 8 months. She was adopted a prisoner of conscience by Amnesty International. What is a very sad commentary here, however, is that in Gulf War I, when all of those 500,000 U.S. forces were forced to take those Nazi anti-biowarfare vaccines in violation of the Nuremberg Code on medical experimentation, to the best of my knowledge, Hewitt Vaughn was the only one to refuse to poison our troops. That's a very sad commentary on our medical doctors.
But it was conscientious objectors like her and then future waves of anthrax shots that actually got the program suspended. So the good news is previous programs, you and others were at the heart of getting those illegal programs suspended, which is now what you're saying is this violates the Nuremberg Code, it violates the Geneva Convention, it violates every known common sense thing. They didn't even do animal studies. This is just a bum rush by Big Pharma to play God and literally have a corporate takeover of our very cells. You know, the left used to worry about Monsanto taking over corn and soybeans. I'm worried about that too. Which this is our bodies. This is just such a leap forward, such a massive power grab.
Right, Alex. And now these days, Monsanto has a DSL-4 in their corporate headquarters down there in St. Louis. So you can have a biowarfare agent like Ebola sprinkled on your Frankenfoods. I mean, why'd you? And by the way, Monsanto has now been taken over by the neo-Nazis in Bayer there in Germany, the totally unreconstructed Nazis still running Bayer. It doesn't matter.
Oh, you keep going back to Nazis. You're not kidding.
No.
Jean-Claude Juncker, the head of the EU, is literally the heir of the most powerful Nazi royal family and owns Luxembourg himself, and he's heavily invested in all this. I mean, you can't take this up.
No, it's sort of like, Pogo, we met the enemy and he is us. It's back. I had thought we had taken care of Nazism at the end of the Second World War. But as you know, we had a very active denazification campaign involved there. Let's put aside Operation Paperclip, where we smuggled these people here into the United States and rat lines into Latin America. But because of the outbreak of the Cold War with the Soviet Union, we stopped all denazification there in Germany. And there it is. We're still dealing with it today among ourselves. I mean, these people poisoned ourselves. We brought them over here, you know, Wernher von Braun, all the rest of them, and put them at the top of our scientific establishment.
Who are the ringleaders? So who are the ringleaders? I mean, Bill Gates is the heart of it, the UN, but the UN even last December said in a hearing with the head of their vaccine program, they said, we're wobbly, our doctors don't believe in it, we don't even test it, we're told what to do. It looks to me like their global vaccine program was collapsing, and this is all just a fail-forward, too-big-to-fail smokescreen power grab, kind of like famous oil fire guys would use explosives like Red Adair to blow up an oil rig that was on fire. Use an explosion to cover up the fire that you've got. It seems like that's what they're doing.
Well, as we discussed this before, with all due respect to you, you know, I do watch and read all the mainstream news media here in the United States and some in Britain. So, right now, they're succeeding. They're succeeding. They're getting away with it. They're going to be subjecting the entire U.S. population with these Nazi Frankenshots. So unless we stop them, they are succeeding right now as we speak, despite your best efforts, Alex. And I commend you for trying to get the truth out here about what's going on since our first interview on this in February.
Well, I'm just trying to warn people that it's the right thing to do, and you're doing it too, and Media Matters. I mean, I read Media Matters. These are people too. They write this whole article saying there's nothing wrong, the shots are totally healthy, it's all lies, everything's fine, and then everything they claim we're saying is true on record. I mean, this is just insane. I don't know how one group of media say there's no side effects, everything's fine. Meanwhile, the British government says, don't take this if you have an allergy, it can kill you. Well, I mean, that's incredible.
And you have to have resuscitation sources available. And now we find out this poor healthcare worker up in Alaska, you have to be near an ICU unit or you're going to die. Well, of course they don't have ICU units in nursing homes. You know, around here, if someone's in a nursing home with a serious problem, they take them in an ambulance to a hospital. So we're going to be seeing large numbers of our senior citizens just killed off in these nursing homes. And it's very clear, even today's New York Times, there is no system for getting informed and voluntary consent from people in nursing homes as required by the Nuremberg Code on Medical Experimentation. And they've had months to set this up, and they haven't bothered. Sure. Because I don't think they really...
It's like shipping COVID patients in to get half the deaths in New York and other areas, Pennsylvania, from the nursing homes. This is all a test to see what they can get away with. Incredible. Dr. Boyle, thank you for your tireless work, and just we really appreciate you.
Again, Alex, thanks for getting me on, and please keep getting the message out. And we do have to stop these Frankenshots. There's no other word for it.
All right, God bless you, sir. We appreciate you. Okay, I got a bunch of breaking news on the economy and on what's happening with the communists taking over the Democratic Party and the upcoming expanded lockdowns and President Trump seeking special counsel to investigate Hunter Biden's crimes. So much coming up. And we've got another special guest, Cassandra Fairbanks, joining us.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value free by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. 2020safe.net.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We've got Fauci hyping up his PCR tests. They're 96% fake and fictitious. You've got them hyping up death numbers for tens of thousands that died of heart attacks and cancer, saying COVID-19 did it. That's all admitted.
If you get a cycle threshold of 35 or more, that the chances of it being replication competent are minuscule. Mm. So that if somebody, and you know, we have patients, and it's very frustrating for the patients as well as for the physicians, somebody comes in and they repeat their PCR and it's like 37 cycle threshold. But you almost never can culture virus from a 37 threshold cycle. So I think if somebody does come in with 37, 38, even 36, you got to say, you know, it's just dead nucleotides, period.
Mm. And now he's been on TV saying that he gave Santa Claus the vaccine.
Will Santa still be able to visit me in coronavirus season? What if he can't go to anyone's house or near his reindeer?
So what I did a little while ago, I took a trip up there to the North Pole. I went there, and I vaccinated Santa Claus myself. I measured his level of immunity, and he is good to go. He can come down the chimney. He can leave the presence. He can leave, and you have nothing to worry about.
And so it is safe for him to come down your chimney. Well, this vaccine protecting you from COVID-19 is as believable as a 400-pound giant elf in a red and white outfit coming down your chimney. But don't worry, Governor Whitmer's been super creepy, Miss Police State up in Michigan, saying that, oh, Santa is basically dying of COVID. And the rest of it, and just total fear-mongering.
What I would suggest to do is what the governor is telling all the people of the great state of Michigan to do. Social distance, wash your hands, and make sure you wear your mask when you're outside your home.
It'd be one thing if we were told, you have to give up your liberty, you have to give up your freedom, we're going to save your life. But what if you have to give up all your freedoms and they're wrong on the science? Every one of the mandates, and you look in country after country, state after state, you look at when the mask mandates went in, the incidents went up exponentially after the mandates. Restaurants, nobody can eat in a restaurant. There's no science behind any of that. Middle seat missing on the airplane, you really think you're like 12 inches from the other guy instead of 6 inches, right? It really makes a difference. None of it really makes any sense. And there's no epidemiological evidence. You know, it's like, wash your hands, stand 6 feet apart. There's no evidence that slowed down the trajectory of the virus has been, it hasn't been altered at all by any of these things.
So their theater, their fiction is mixing with the rest of the fiction as they try to expropriate every form of Western culture.
And again, yes, no traveling, don't gather, not this year.
CNN is reporting that they want to make it like seatbelts. You will never leave your house again without it, and you will get time in jail if you don't wear it. This is the total, complete, absolute cult of control.
If Fauci has his way, you'll never give up on the mask. It's all about submission. They want you to submit to their will, whether there's any signs. And in fact, like on schools, I've been telling Fauci for 6 months, the evidence is that if you open schools, you will not get a surge. The whole world accepts it, except for Dr. Fauci, and he finally accepted it last week, 6 months after I started showing him the evidence.
This has nothing to do with reality, nothing to do with science. Nothing to do with facts.
You have nothing but spindly limbs and a dream, and the state has no use for your kind.
Every single bit of it has to do with power and control and a global medical ID. Now it's easier than ever to have band.video on your iPhone. Simply go to band.video with your Safari browser. Then you click the share button at the bottom of the screen. When the menu comes up, you simply click Add to Home Screen. It will then ask you to name the app. I suggest band.video. You will now have band.video app on your home screen, despite the fact that Tim Cook tried to stop it. The globalists think you're lazy, but by taking a little bit of action, you can override them, have the app, and then tell others about it so they can get the app. So it's up to you whether you want to defy big tech and click the share buttons below on your email, on Facebook, on Twitter, on YouTube, however you want. Be sure and share band.video.
We don't want to, as I say, to ban Christmas, to cancel it, and I think that would be, frankly, inhuman.
What fresh hell is this? Another lockdown. Because the first two worked so well. I mean, there were more COVID cases in London after the end of the last one compared to before it started. Which is why we need another one. Makes perfect sense to me. We were told to endure the last lockdown to save Christmas. Oh no, sorry, Christmas is cancelled now too. Londoners face being arrested if they try to leave the city after midnight. But tourists from Shanghai and Beijing Come on in! 5 flights from Brazil, which has had over 7 million COVID cases, landed at Heathrow within the space of 10 minutes earlier today. Italy has more COVID deaths than the UK. They've banned travel from the UK. Has the UK banned incoming travel from Italy? No. Literally dozens of flights a day. So this frightening new strain of corona means that someone living in London is banned from travelling 50 miles away to Brighton to see their granny. But people from all over the world can fly in, get infected, and then spread it to every corner of the globe. You'll get fined and arrested for travelling to see your family. But boat migrants will continue to be given a taxi service and put up in 4-star hotels. So they announced this London lockdown to prevent Londoners spreading this new variant of COVID to other areas of the country. And what's the first thing that happens? Londoners flee in huge numbers to other parts of the country. Bravo! Bravo! Then they've got the nerve to blame the people who escaped in time. 3/4 of Brits support the new lockdown. Who are they polling? A sage Christmas party? Who are these people? Soaring depression, suicides, huge spikes in deaths because of untreated serious illnesses. 800,000 jobs lost. The economy ruined. Education ruined. Quality of life ruined. Families torn apart. All for a virus which, according to the CDC, has an average survival rate of over 99.5%, and 75% of the British population responds with, "Yeah, we'll have some more of that, please." Boris could announce this, and about 1/4 of the population would start shopping for cages on eBay. Is media hysteria that efficient? Or is there something wrong with these polls? In 1940, Londoners celebrated Christmas in the middle of the Blitz. Now we're afraid to go outside because of something that's down at number 24 for the most common causes of death. And it's all good and well saying, just break the rules. But many people have family members who would chain themselves up in a basement if some technocrat on Sky News said it was needed to protect the NHS. That's what we were told back in March. Now, according to official figures, hospital beds in England are emptier than they were this time last year. 7 times fewer wards are close to being full compared to December 2019. There are more intensive care beds available now. Strong scientific evidence suggests this new mutant strain they're using as the reason for lockdown 3 has been circulating since September. So what are we protecting? Amazon's record profits? The competition's already been brought to its knees. Now they've shut down the high street in its busiest month. Millions will be heartbroken by this news, having their Christmas plans ripped apart with less than a week's notice. You literally demanded Boris do that 3 days ago. Sit the down. What's the point in having an opposition party anymore? What's the point in having an elected parliament anymore? When the government can just imprison tens of millions of people within internal borders at the drop of a hat. The Prime Minister just put 25 million people under house arrest days before Christmas under the threat of criminal conviction via a press conference. So Boris Johnson said there would be no further lockdowns without a parliamentary vote. Tier 4 is a lockdown, yet no vote. This is not a democracy anymore, it's full-on tyranny. And apparently the vast majority of the population just can't get enough. Tier 5 on January 17th. Get ready for Tier 10 when going to the shops is banned and you must starve yourself to protect the NHS. The average age of someone dying from COVID in the UK is over 82 years old. That's higher than the median age of those who died of other causes over the same period. If you were elderly and you had a choice between these two things, 1 year of seeing your friends and family, enjoying activities and living a relatively full life, or 2 years of living in desperate, lonely isolation while being terrified to go outside, which would you choose? People in Wuhan, the epicenter of the outbreak, are having massive street parties and dancing the night away in crowded clubs. No masks, no social distancing. Chinese Communist Party mouthpieces are taunting us. They're back to normal, their economy is thriving. While Bill Gates is telling us that lockdowns are going to continue into 2022. Why? Why are we 2 years behind them? And Matt Hancock says Londoners will be trapped in full lockdown until the vaccine rollout has been completed. That could be nearly a year away. When will it end? Why would they even want it to end? License to print money. Carte blanche dictatorial control. A great reset. One of the biggest transfers of wealth and power in human history. Do you think they really want that to end?
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis.
everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.